B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Jamie, you sent us an email and said that you think your boyfriend Mike is cheating on you over something that happened at his college graduation.
So I went to his graduation. It was out of town. I was doing a long distance thing. And I get there and I saw that he was talking to another woman who was not graduating. And it was just like a weird vibe when he saw me and she was there. But we didn't really get introduced, but we sat next to each other. And so I started talking to her and I was asking her, how do you know him? And she was telling me, oh, we're just friends.
But you had never met her before and he's never mentioned her?
Hmm. No, I'd never heard anything about her. He and I have been dating for 3 years. So I was like, oh, she was like, oh, really? That's interesting. Oh. So it's just like a weird conversation.
When you said you'd been dating him for 3 years, did you get any like weird reaction from her?
Sounds like it.
A little bit of a weird reaction.
Would you think that she was weird about the fact that he hasn't mentioned her, or do you think she was more weirded out at the fact that you were his girlfriend? Like, do you think that she thinks, like, is she his other girlfriend?
Right, did she go there as his girlfriend?
I mean, she was there as a friend, is what I was told.
I feel like if she was the other girlfriend, she would have said something at that point. Like, I'm sorry. What? Like,
yeah, I get
I'm
that.
His girlfriend, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Well, she didn't, but, you know, I was trying to get more information from her, and it felt like she was sort of checking in on me, too, like asking me questions and all that. You know, and I was saying that, you know, we were doing a long-distance thing, and, you know, I would visit him, he would visit me, that kind of thing. And we're at this graduation, so keep in mind, there's a limited number of tickets available for each graduate. He had 4 tickets.
Yeah, so who went?
His mom and dad, me, and her.
Did they know her?
They didn't seem to know her. I've never heard of her, and they're apparently friends. And to give her a ticket to your graduation and she accepts it?
Yeah.
He has a younger brother in high school, so because she was taking the ticket, his younger brother didn't come.
Hmm. Did we find out, is she a student there?
No, she's not a student. She lives like 10 minutes off campus. She's not a student.
Okay, that's weird.
I was trying to figure out.
That's even weirder. Sorry? That the whole thing's even weirder. That there's now someone who's not even, that goes to this college, is friends with him.
And just, I asked, how did you guys meet? You know, how do you know each other?
Tinder.
He helped her jumpstart her car, is what she said. And now she's coming to his college graduation?
Yeah, it definitely doesn't add up.
Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on that note, okay?
Okay.
That says a lot. All right, we'll see what we can get out of him.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Mike, please.
Who's this?
Hi, Mike. This is Christina from Flowers for You. I'm calling today because we have your name as the winner of our Text to Win contest. One of your friends gave us your number in a text message, and we randomly selected it to get $100 in beautiful free red roses. All that we ask in return is that you tell someone about our services.
I just won free roses?
Yes.
Where do I have to go to pick them up?
We actually send them for you. There's no delivery charge. We just need the name of the person that you'd like to send them to, and then I'll get all their information at the end.
Okay.
Do you have someone in mind? They're romantic roses. They're very beautiful.
Let's go with Paige.
Okay, and I have a card to go with Paige's flowers. What would you like to put on Paige's card?
Let's say this might be so long, but it's definitely not goodbye. Keep in touch.
Sounds like a little inside story there.
Hey, Jamie, is Paige the girl that you sat next to at the graduation?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that clears up that.
Mike? Your girlfriend Jamie is on the phone. You're on War of the Roses with the Mini Roy and Lauren Morning Show. We catch cheaters.
Okay, but I'm not cheating, so.
Mike, you just sent romantic flowers to someone that's not your girlfriend.
That's typically the telltale sign.
Yeah, they're just flowers. I will buy you flowers.
No, you're missing the point.
Well, yeah, and let's talk about your note for a second, because it's. It's not goodbye, but it's not
so long, but it's goodbye. I mean, it sounds like a graduation speech.
I saw it on a movie. It's like not even a thing. Like, we're just friends. That's it.
Why doesn't Jamie know anything about Paige? Why was the first time they met and you didn't even give her a heads up to say, hey, she's going to be sitting next to you at the graduation? Bro, that's weird.
Why is that weird? Jamie's going to be sitting next to a friend of mine. That's not like a thing that I need to warn her about.
Because you've been together for 3 years, and Jamie has no clue who this friend is.
Jamie doesn't live here. Why? That's not like a conversation that just comes up. Like, really? We're just not talking, and I bring up, like, hey, here's all of my good friends and what they do with their lives, and here's all this. Like, that's ridiculous. Also, if you guys think I'm cheating on Jamie with Paige, why would I invite her to the graduation?
Well, we couldn't figure that out either. We thought maybe
yeah, I can't figure that out either.
Jamie, what are we going to do here? Well, I mean, it really matters what you think. You hear us. We're dumbfounded by the whole thing.
It still seems so weird to me, but Mike, I love you, and I want to believe you, and you're sort of convincing me that there's nothing going on, but you sent her romantic flowers, and I think I need more info. I think I need to talk to her before I make before I figure out, you know, so I can see what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. Go talk to her then.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.